USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's symptoms are improving as he's taking an antiviral medication called Paxlovid, designed to fight COVID. Biden completing his first day of the drug and will continue taking it for 5 days. The president's doctor saying he had a slight fever Thursday night, but took Tylenol to fight that. Biden said to be still dealing with a runny nose, fatigue, and an occasional cough. About 160 million Americans will be feeling the sweltering heat and humidity by Sunday. Forecasters saying afternoon highs will feel like 100 degrees or hotter, even in places where the mercury doesn't reach triple digits. Forecasters say conditions will be particularly miserable up and down the eastern seaboard this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.